What are the odds? Did you ever wonder what the odds were for certain things? I am not talking about betting on sports, I am talking about what the odds of something happening were. There are odds on everything. Humans love odds and have calculated the odds of almost every type of event which could happen. Take for example the odds Earth is going to be hit by a life-changing asteroid. To figure out these odds, one has to know what time period they want to know about. Obviously, if we are talking about millions or hundreds of millions of years, it would be different than if we were talking in a few hundred years. I cannot vouch for the odds being correct, but I have seen them listed as about 300,000 to 1 for any year, but only 1 in 10,000 in the next 100 years or so. The chances of being hit by lightning strikes have different ways of being measured. Let me give you an example. The odds of being hit while you are in the US are 1 in 700,000, but the odds of being hit in your lifetime are 1 in 3,000, so you can see a big difference here in the way the chances of being struck by lightning are measured. An interesting fact is 90% of people hit by lightning survive. The United States has averaged 43 people being hit by lightning a year since 1989. When you look at how many died, the figures claim 27 people. So, you can see nothing seems to make sense. I say just stay out of lightning storms. There are a lot of people who are too scared to fly on a plane. They believe it is far too dangerous, but the odds on being killed in a plane crash are 1 in 5 million and some experts believe these odds should be higher. It just so happens last year, 2018. Was a bad year for plane crashes, with 500 deaths being reported worldwide. There were less accidents on commercial flights, 15 to be exact, and they reported 556 deaths, so it seems we can't even get the figures to agree. Are planes really the most dangerous way to travel? The United States registered 864 deaths in 2017 by people who traveled on the train. That same year, 790 people died from motorcycle accidents in the US and over 7,000 pedestrians in the US. In 2017, there were 34,247 fatal car accidents in the US. There are 1.16 deaths from car accidents for every 100 million miles traveled in the US. The state with the safest record is Massachusetts, with 0.58 deaths per 100 million miles traveled. And the second state is New York, with 0.77 deaths per 100 million miles traveled. The state with the most deaths per 100 million miles traveled is South Carolina, with 1.80 deaths, and the second is Mississippi, with 1.67. There are a lot of people who die from poisoning and breathing in noxious fumes. When I say poisoning, I am not talking about assassinations. More like eating something which was poisonous. In 2017, this accounted for 64,975 deaths. The odds of this happening in any one year is 1 in 5,027, but over one's lifetime it is 1 in 64. Maybe that is something people should worry about. Can you imagine how the odds rise if you eat while in a traveling car? Just kidding. There are a lot of in-home accidents. There is the famous falling down the stairs, which we see on television every night. I would think the older you are and the worse physical condition you are in would increase the odds of falling down the stairs. The general odds are you have one chance in 130,654 of dying falling down the stairs. In the United States, there were 2,493 stair deaths in 2017. This is a good reason for older people to move out of two-story homes if they can afford to, and move into homes which are all on one level. If you own or handle a loaded gun, there is some risk to you accidentally shooting yourself. It sounds funny, but I remember a firearms instructor who was conducting a class. He had his gun in his holster and took it out, telling the class how careful you had to be handling it. He then went to put it back into the holster, and somehow the gun went off and he shot himself in the foot. Someone handling a gun has a 1 in 670,204 chance of killing themselves by accident in the United States. The odds of getting shot in a mass shooting is 1 in 11,125. The odds of being assaulted with someone with a gun in your lifetime is 1 in 315. We all know that we will die, but thankfully we don't know how or when. Here are some of the odds of diseases which can kill us. Heart disease has lifetime odds of 1 in 6, cancer 1 in 7, lung disease 1 in 26, diabetes 1 in 51, pneumonia 1 in 72, kidney disease 1 in 82. We love our animals, but sometimes animals don't love us. We know sometimes dogs attack people. But what we might not know is the odds on a dog killing us in the US is 1 in 112,382. Maybe we should carry some dog snacks in our pockets just to play it safe. Here are some odds on being executed by the state. The odds are 1 in 118,993. This is surprising since many states have done away with capital punishment. Going into the water has its own set of dangers. The odds of being killed in a shark attack is 1 in 8 million in the United States. The odds on drowning is 1 in 1,133. Far more people died in the United States from drowning than from accidental firearm discharge. Everybody loves Powerball, but did you ever wonder what the odds were of winning? Sure, we all know they are huge, but it's nice to know what they are. The odds are 1 in 292,201,338 on average. I am talking about the jackpot, of course. In Mega Millions, the odds of winning are 1 in 302,575,350. One thing which always bugged me about these lotteries is the fact you have to pay tax on the winnings, unlike other foreign lotteries. Now we know the odds for a lot of different things. Some of them will undoubtedly be different from what you expected, while others may not. Remember this, you can easily find other statistics which contradict the ones I have shown you. For some reason these types of odds never seem to agree, but they at least give a good idea.